Division, code 41. P division, code 41.
Hoofed by Nick McCarty, based on characters created by Peter Turnbull.
God, but it's wet. Rain and fit to drown fish.
Make yourself useful for once, Danny. Do the upstairs office for us. I'll finish up here and put the kettle on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, well, I'm not going to tell you, Mr. Bloody Balfour, am I? Oh, but for God's sake, do his office properly. Because he's not if everything's no just so.
Oh, thanks, Mary, you're a pal.
Aye, aye.
Left his light on. Again, that baffles him on money instead. Leaving lights on day and night.
Thank God you're here. It's certainly good. We're at the end of the graveyard shift on this port on. We don't need a code 41. Very good. It's murder for sure. Upstairs, it's all offices. Go down to Reynolds.
All right, I'll sort that.
Nasty, is it?
Is it ever nice?
Come on. Is there anybody in the building? The cleaner, Sarge. The one that found him. She's in the office over the corridor.
You okay?
Well, she's a bit shocked. Her mate's feeding her a nip or two, I think, along with her tea.
Okay, let's take over. In here?
After you, Sergeant.
Jeez. Okay. Right. I'm not surprised she's in a state of shock. Get on to Dr. Chan now. We need a confirmation of death.
He's not exactly alive, is he? Caught with his trousers down, you could say.
Get Dr. Reynolds as well. I'll talk to the woman that found him.
What's her name? Wilson, Sarge.
I mean, it's just lying there, like, just the white body, like, oh my
you're
God.
You're all right.
Like in a butcher slab. Oh God. Like pork, like a side of pork with their lines, the white belly and, oh Jesus,
oh, it's great. Come on, you're all right. You're
what
all
time
right.
was it?
It was near enough six. She was late coming on. I sent her up to Drew Balfour's office. It can be a difficult bugger, if you know what I mean. He kicks up a fuss with the agency if everything's not just right. I mean, half the time he can't tell
what... She went up to do the office?
Aye. And I heard her screaming. That's when I ran out and looked for the police. And your mate there was over the road in the doorway, having a drag, like. And
That's the doctor on his way, Sarge. I was just taking a wee break. A couple of seconds out of the rain.
Go on.
Well, it was right after she found him and...
And you know this, Mr. Balfour?
No. Never seen him before.
But it's got his name on the door. Charles David Balfour.
It could be King Kong, for all I know. I've never seen the man.
But is that man for one of these offices?
How the hell would we know? We just clean the places. We never see anybody this time of the day. Except Polis and the odd tart or drunk. You know how it is, Sergeant.
Don't I just... Are you okay now, Annie?
It's what happened to his face. Oh, God, it was horrible.
Oh, come on, Hen, you're all right.
Sitting there up against the desk. That sort of crisscross, you know what I mean? like you get on port. And he's barely the same. Oh, God. I never want to see anything like that again.
Male, Caucasian, 5'10 or so, past middle age. Rigor has set in. Just turning the body.
Give us a time, sir.
Time of death. Well, given the ambient heat in here and the temperature of the body now, I'd hazard maybe 7 or 8 hours ago, give or take.
Around midnight?
Yes, yes, very likely, Sergeant. Now, see this? Under the left arm, still in the body, the usual Glasgow weapon. A 5-inch kitchen knife slipped neatly under the ribs and into the heart. A fluke, perhaps. Either that or a pro. Effective, anyway.
And that's the cause of death?
Oh, I think so, Sergeant. Yes, indeed I do. I don't see anything else, do you? You seem a mite impatient this morning. Is there a reason?
Well, I'm on the graveyard shift this week.
Ah, of course. You were just about to come off duty. Well, it's not your lucky day, Sergeant.
No, Dr. Reynolds, it's not. And that's it just started?
Well, anyway, from what we can observe, he was stabbed and died almost instantly. I'll sort out the details when we get him down to the GRI. The face, though, eh? That's chilly. Done after death, of course, from the lack of blood. It'd be as much as half an hour after. Different weapon, too. Could be, oh, something like a Stanley knife. Ooh, that's slashing. Very ugly. Very angry. You see what I mean? You'll need to get closer, Sergeant.
I've already seen, thank you, sir. Is that significant, do you think?
Maybe, I don't know. It's just so premeditated, isn't it? Yes, yes, a dangerous person, whoever did this. Special kind of rage. There's a degree of sex involved as well.
A degree of sex?
Well, you will need to look a wee bit closer for that, Sergeant. Yes, yeah, I'll take some swabs from the genital area, of course. The way the clothes are so neatly piled in the chair would suggest there was an element of consent. At least for the first part of the proceedings, wouldn't you agree? Could be a whore or a girlfriend with a bad attitude. Then again, if he was gay, it might have been a rent boy. Hmm. Anyway, the swabs will establish the gender, I dare say, but those slashes in the face certainly meant something to somebody.
I'm sure they did, sir.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll be able to tell you more later at the GRI. Now, I'll be on my way now, let your scene of crime people at it. I might even have time for a decent breakfast before the real work starts, eh?
You finished yet, Mr. Jack?
A 2 more of him and then a couple of the locusts, sir, and that'll be it.
Good. Much obliged. What about you, Mr. Bothwell?
Well, we'll really need this place the rest of the day, sir, if we're going to do a proper job. Prints, stains, a lot.
Okay, but we'll want a preliminary report soonest.
We'll do what we can, sir.
Right, Ray, is there anything else we can do here?
I don't think so, sir. We do need an ID pretty urgently.
Yes. Right, we'll bend our minds to that back at the station.
Here's Hamilton gone.
Sir?
Hamilton, I want your report on my desk before you sign off this morning.
Sir, would it be okay if I...
Just do it.
I assumed you'd be handling this one, sir.
I can't, unfortunately. Not at this stage, anyway. Some idiot in the Home Office wants a correlation done, as graphs, statistics, the whole works, between offences committed, offences reported, and offences that get custodial sentences. So it's another body off the strength to keep the Home Office happy. Yeah. All yours, Ray. At least for the moment.
Fine, okay, sir.
I've seen the locust, seen the victim. Start the day as we mean to come on, you could say.
It's not exactly the perfect start to the day.
So... face and abdomen carefully slashed, some sort of a diamond pattern. A message, possibly? And the knife into the heart under the ribcage. Professional?
Could be, sir, but an ordinary kitchen blade, though, and left in the wound. Well, we can't rule anything out at this stage, I suppose.
No. I suppose it has to be this chap Balfour, whatever he was doing.
Probably. We'll be checking at his home address, but there was nothing in his pockets, not a thing.
Mm-hmm. Did Dr. Reynolds offer any ideas?
Well, he did say he'd been indulging in sex before he was murdered, and possibly even during it. And he felt the cuts on the face and so on indicated a pretty enraged individual. Very dangerous.
Yes, whatever he was up to, something clearly went a bit awry.
A lot awry, sir. Some demented animal with a Stanley blade playing scribbling games. Mm.
Well, this obviously has priority, Ray. Mm. I'd like it sorted out soonest and also kept away from the Fourth Estate as long as possible.
Well, we can try.
It's got everything, hasn't it? I could write the headlines myself. Sex, sin and sadism. Anyway, look in before you sign off. I'll kick around whatever you manage to dig up.
I think we've drawn the short straw, Tony.
Sorry? Oh, yeah, maybe.
So what's got into you today? Half eight of a grey Glasgow morning and you're no little ray of sunshine.
Well, it's my dad, really.
Oh.
I'm getting worried about leaving him on his own. It's a wee bit chancy. He's not so good on his feet these days.
Tony, you've got people coming in all day. Meals on wheels, the nurse, all sorts. You can't do any more.
No, I know. But, I mean, I'm hardly getting any sleep. He's just wandered half the time. Hardly knows where he is.
That's terrible. I'm sorry to hear that.
It might mean going into a home. He'll hate that, I know he will. I'm supposed to phone a woman from the council now, in fact. Start the ball rolling, you know. It's a real pig. I mean, it's my dad.
Yes, I know how you feel, Tony. Look, talk to the social worker anyway. See what she's got to suggest.
Yeah, I'll have to.
Morning, Elka. Have a nettie.
Morning, Sarge. Excuse me, I'm just going.
Was it something I said?
He's got problems about his father.
Huh?
He thinks he'll maybe have to put him in a home for his own good.
Oh, I see. That's rough. Elka, this murder inquiry. We can kiss goodbye to our day out. A day out at the GRI morgue, that's me. First time we get ourselves in sync and we're fit with a bloody mother. And Donoghue's landed it in my lap while he clatters his computer.
Poor old Sussex. Never quite get it right, do we? Is there anything we should know before Abernethy and I go visit the wife?
If it is the wife, you can take the photograph. It's been touched up, so it's not bad. If it is him, get another one if you can. You'll have to give her the news, of course. Sorry.
Well, somebody has got to do it. Tony? Wasn't she in? Did you phone?
No, I didn't bother. I'm not doing it. Okay, you fit.
Fingernails manicured. It's great for forensics. Nothing worth a spit there. Fine. Well, we'll take a look inside, shall we? I'll give it. And of course. Fit man, fit man. Not too much spare fat. Liver, not too bad for its age. Let's see.
It's you, Sergeant.
Come in. Just completing a first pass. You're in a hurry, I suppose?
Yes, sir, I'm afraid so. These sort of assaults have a habit of getting filed if they're in an early break. That's assuming it was a casual pickup. I mean, who's going to make love to a close friend across an office desk?
Oh, one hears tales. There's no accounting for taste or sexual preference. Anyway, he was a vain man, didn't he? His hair, roots, grey, dye starting to fade. Vanity. Mm-hmm. And he looked after his nails. His liver's in good order, so he didn't drink to excess. That's rare enough in the business community. And he wasn't carrying any excess weight.
The murder weapon?
Well, the blade went in under the rib cage. An underhand blow in every sense. Missed all the ribs. Pierced the heart. Slipped in like a thief in the night and took a life. In fact, it was left in the wound accounts for the relative lack of blood at the locus. And probably also on the perpetrator.
Anything else about the weapon?
It's with forensics. I took the liberty of sending it straight there. However, there is one curiosity we missed at the first run. If you'll take a look at the mouth here. I've always said the mouth can tell us a few stories, but this is very strange. I nearly missed it, but have a look. In the inside jaw, below the tongue there. You see?
Fish hook.
Mm-hmm, yes, a fish hook, eh? A trout fly, driven right into the flesh. I'll have to check, but it looks to me like a tux indispensable.
A what?
Sorry, you've lost me. Tux indispensable. Very interesting pattern, that. Made from the scrotum wool of a ram, in fact.
You're kidding.
Oh, no, Sergeant. A genuine article. So you might say, in addition to his other troubles, your man has been very securely hooked.
Is Mrs. Balfour at home?
Who's asking?
Police. Would you mind telling your mother we'd like a word with her, please?
What is it, Shona?
The police.
Police?
I don't understand. What is it about? Mrs. Balfour?
Yes. I'm sorry, I really don't... Is it Charles? He has...
Could we come in, please, Mrs. Balfour?
Yes, of course. Yes. Shona, you should be at school.
Yeah, right. I was just going. I could stay if you want.
No, go to school, Shona. You can't afford to take time off again. You know what we promised Miss Allardyce?
Yes. Screw her,
Shona.
All right. Keep your hair on.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I don't know what gets into it at times.
I think maybe if we could, come in. I'm so sorry.
Charles? I just don't understand. I mean, I can't believe it. Why would anyone? You're certain it is him?
You've seen the photograph, Mrs. Balfour. This one on the piano. This is him, isn't it? He was a fisherman.
Yes, he's just caught that, whatever it is. It's some sort of record. I don't know. He's very proud of...
That is your husband, I'm sorry. And that's where he was found this morning.
I don't know what he was doing in his office. Not at that time. I can't believe it. He was taking a couple of days off. He told me, he told me he was going to see... He has some friends down in Largs. He plays poker with them. They go fishing. It can be a whole night sometimes. They're old friends. From before the time he and I... But he is my second husband, you see. Charles goes sea fishing with them. They have a kind of syndicate and they hire a boat regularly, two, sometimes three trips a month. But what was he doing in his office?
You really have no idea, Mrs. Balfour?
No, none at all. He was due back tonight. He usually comes back with a car boot full of fish. Oh, I hate preparing fish. It's just something I can't do. Charles will pull his huge bag out of the boot and he'll say, Marion, freezer for these and fillet them. And you watch while I do it. Charles is a very determined man.
Determined?
Charles says if you're not single-minded, you just don't belong in the business world. Kept me out of all that, of course. Said I wouldn't understand. He said he hadn't married me to watch me work.
Except with the fish.
I'm to keep the house looking nice and look after him and Shona, of course. You say he was killed in his office. What? How did he?
I'm afraid he was stabbed, Mrs. Balfour.
Look, do you have a friend we could call? Somebody that can stay with you for a bit?
No, it's all right. No need. I want to get it all over with. We weren't very... Well, sometimes we may not have been very close. We weren't exactly the perfect couple.
Nobody is, Mrs. Balfour.
But to be killed like that. Terrible. Terrible.
Did he have any enemies that you know of?
No, he had friends, that's all. A few. Men. No enemies. No. He was a popular sort of man, I think. Did things in the community, you know. Worked for the church and so on. Youth Fellowship and the Rotary Club. And He was on the golf club committee. Oh, he knew so many people. Got on well with everybody. You say he was stabbed?
Mrs. Balfour, we will need a formal identification. It won't be easy, but I'm afraid it's got to be done. If you could manage.
That's all right. I'll do it now, if you'll take me. Miss Willems, did you say? It's probably best to do it now. While I'm not really thinking.
All right, Mrs. Balfour. Are you ready?
The curtains will go back. All you'll see will be the face. And all you have to do is say yes or no. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Right, everyone, settle down. Let's see what we've got. Montgomery, anything from your contacts so far?
Sir, no. I'd like to make a formal complaint.
It can wait, WPC Willems. I know about this, but it can wait. First things first.
Now, Montgomery.
Well, there's nothing on the street, sir. It's early days, though. It'll take time, unless he's a known villain.
Yes, well, time's what we don't have. The first 36 hours are vital. Who have you spoken to?
Basically the regular Tom, sir. Nobody's ID'd Balfour as a punter, not so far, anyway.
Uh-huh. And Burnett,
Well, WPC Willems did most of the work with Mrs. Balfour, sir.
All right. Welcome.
D.C. Abernethy and I spoke to his wife, sir. It is Charles Balfour, as we've said in our report. Mrs. Balfour insisted on doing the ID right away. Very brave woman, I thought. And I would like to make a formal complaint about that ID, sir.
Yes?
Well, sir, I took her in to do the ID, and I'd called them to arrange it. It was short notice, I know, but no one, absolutely no one, warned me about the condition of his face, so I couldn't warn her or prepare her in any way. And I want that logged, sir, please. There was no excuse for it.
Oh, come on. These things happen all
not
the time.
Not to me, they don't. And unless you've seen that man's face, I suggest you stay out of it.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, fair enough. I'll have some words about it, try and ensure it doesn't happen again. Apart from that, nothing concrete.
Well, I don't think Mrs. Balfour was as shocked as you might expect. Her husband's death didn't seem like a huge tragedy. Hmm? She did say they weren't very close. I don't know, maybe it'll take time to come out, but I somehow expected more.
Or maybe she didn't like him? You look doubtful.
No, it felt as if there was something else.
Intuition? Not supposed to say that, okay? Abernethy.
Nothing much to add, sir. Teenage daughter had a big attitude problem.
So what's new? They have a daughter, then?
Stepdaughter, I think.
I don't see her in your report. Tell me about her.
Pretty scruffy. Nice-looking girl underneath it. Didn't like us a lot. Probably doesn't like anybody.
How old?
About 14 or 15, sir. Well-developed for that age, and quite tall, taller than her mother.
I think her mother's frightened of her.
Sounds about par for the course in adolescent girls. Anything else?
Well, I felt there was something about her. Sort of knowing.
Meaning what, exactly?
I don't know, sir. It's something I can't be exact about.
Elka, at this stage of the investigation, we need all the input we can get. But really,
sir, you were asking for our impressions, and I don't see much point in having a WPC doing an interview unless her reactions, which are bound to be different, are given the same weight as anyone else's.
Right. Fair enough. Point taken. I'm sorry if I appear to be a bit impatient. Would you care to elaborate?
Well, sir, it was like with a lot of young girls nowadays. When I was her age, 15 or so, I was still more or less a child. Maybe she's like the rest of her peer group, I don't know. I just know that sense of the child was missing. Seemed a bit sad. I found myself wondering why.
All right. It's worth noting. We may come back to that. Ray, I haven't heard from you yet.
Well, I checked with the collator on the off chance of a record. Balfour's clean as a whistle. Seems he's highly rated in the business community. Well respected.
Yeah, I wonder why I reach for my gun whenever I hear that. Well respected.
All right. Thank you, Montgomery. Look, I don't want this to go off the boil. If we let it, I have a feeling it'll be on our back burner for years. So, off you go. Pull up the background stuff, anything, crawl up. Yep. Wait a minute.
sir.
Ray, we seem to be floundering at the moment. What do you reckon? Are we looking for a business rival, a husband, or some other sexual connection?
We're doing what we can, sir. Something will turn up.
Rent boys, possibly.
D.C. King's going to check on that aspect. He'll be looking into it tonight. He's on back shift.
Fine. Anyway, you know my views. If we don't start wrapping this up soon, we'll get nowhere. Is the word out to our various friends on the street?
Yes, sir. They need time, but the word is out.
Donahue. Yes. Yes, thank you. Yes, thank you, bye. That was forensics. Prints on the knife handle suggest either a woman or a young man. Small. Nothing else yet. Okay, Ray. It's going to be the old routine. Shoe leather and banging doors. Now, I have a problem, as you know, upstairs. They're leaning very heavily. All the usual buzzwords and a few new ones. Annual appraisals, job evaluations, bullet points, operational parameters, all that stuff.
Sooner you than me, sir. You know what I think about these things. Anyway, a murder's a murder. I'll not make it, sir.
Thank you, Ray. And, push Montgomery is getting a wee bit casual,
sir.
If you'll be good enough to give me a verbal update as and when, we can kick it around a bit at the end of the shift.
You awake, Ray?
No. Are you?
No. It's that woman, Mrs. Balfour. You know how it goes. You tell them, and at first they don't take it in. And then when it starts to sink in, they usually fall apart. Whatever happens is extreme. Hysterics or whatever. Or just locked away inside. But not her. And the girl, Shona. 14 going on 25.
He'll be. Is he plenty of them?
Oh, yes? So when do you see these girls, old Suffolk?
You know what I mean. It's the loss of innocence. All that. There's no children anymore. Young woman, sinner, spit. It's common enough.
It's a shame. Paradise lost.
Yeah. I can't get too worked up about her or her mother. Live in a flat house and fast money. Even though her husband's gone, she won't feel too much pain. Maybe the kid just didn't like a stepdad. Does anyone like stepdads?
I don't know. I couldn't tell. And that's about it. I don't know. I know I just felt sad. Sort of empty inside, watching her. Come here, Sussex. Please, Ray. Come here.
Yeah, Sussex, P Division. Oh, yeah, thanks for calling back. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay, thanks. Montgomery!
Yes, sir.
A man belongs to the West Glasgow Golf Club. Pretty exclusive. Might be worth a call. I suggest lunchtime. Maybe late lunchtime.
When they're talkative.
That's it. I'm going to church.
Church, Sarge?
Sergeant Sussex.
Sorry to disturb you, sir, but we're needing a bit of help.
I'll do what I can.
You knew a man called Charles Balfour, I understand.
Well, I think you know that, Sergeant, or you wouldn't be here. New? I'm not sure what you mean. Has something happened?
I'm afraid he's dead, sir.
Oh, dear, that's terrible. Oh, I'm sorry. And how did he die?
He was found in his office yesterday morning. Stabbed to death, sir. Can you tell me anything about him?
I'm sorry, I just can't believe it. Charles was a friend. Yeah, look, I'm sorry, do you mind if I sit down?
I'd be grateful for anything you can tell me about him, sir.
Well, he'd just come up from London. No, Bristol, I think it was, when I came here. We got on well. He wasn't married at that time. It's terribly sad. I can't believe that happened.
You said Bristol?
Yes. He came up here to start a new life, I remember him saying. He was very successful in business, I believe, and generous to a fault. He worked hard for the church. The last few years he's been particularly involved with the youth fellowship. He's very good with young people. Was very good. Dear, oh dear, I'm terribly sorry, Sergeant. This is a terrible shock, you'll understand.
Did you know his wife, sir? Or his daughter?
Shona was his stepdaughter. I think it was hard for both of them. That's very often the case. He was a good man. We'll miss him terribly.
And no enemies?
Oh, no. No, no, none. No, no enemies.
Sergeant.
Yes, Montgomery?
Not much cop at the golf club, if I'm allowed to say that.
Montgomery.
Right. Anyway, Mr. Barker was a nice chap. Kept himself to himself, all that. Extremely generous, donated the annual youth section prize. Not much help, really. No, as the brandy seeps into the bones, they get a wee bit more forthcoming. One of his other attributes was a store of dodgy jokes. He was very popular at these sort of men-only dudes. One geezer said something a bit peculiar, but he wouldn't elaborate. He said Barker could find you anything you wanted. You just had to ask.
Really? Now, that might just be worth following up. Maybe you should have a talk with your snout along those lines. I wonder what it was he could find.
Okay, Sarge, I'll get on to that. Leave it to me. Hi, Elka.
Hi. Ray. Are you coming over tonight? For supper? We could get a carry out and have a quiet night in with the telly. You look tired.
I do. Surprise me.
Come straight over, okay? Don't let Donahue kick it around all evening. You need a break. And I need your company.
I know, sir. Yes, sir, I know that. Yes, we're doing our best, sir. Yes, the press have already been here. There's not much that we can do to... yes, sir, I understand. We have a full team on it, sir. Sergeant Sussex with me just now, and what about... Yes, of course. Yes, sir. Yes. Goodbye, sir. Oh, God. I'll do without that. They're getting very edgy upstairs, Ray. Anything so far?
Not a lot, sir. Your standard, well-liked, well-respected businessman. Pillar of the community. Generous to a fault, kind to young people and animals. Doesn't go on with his stepdaughter, but who does? Came up from Bristol about 8 years ago, according to the minister, and that's about it.
Pretty thin beer. So, what's a well-respected businessman doing lying naked over a desk with his face slashed to ribbons and a knife in his heart? Not to mention a fishhook in his mouth. I mean, this isn't exactly an everyday murder, even for Glasgow. He's got no enemies, his business is solvent, he's generous, kind to kids. But somebody has decided to terminate him in a very humiliating way. A vain man, not so nice to his wife, according to Abernethy and Willems.
Are we in a cluster, Ray? No, sir, not so far. I'm going to Large this afternoon to talk to his fishing chums.
With?
Well, I thought I'd take WPC Willems, sir.
Indeed, why not? Lucky you. Meanwhile, I'll be filling in a questionnaire on the methodology and the resources we need. Do you think they'd accept strong lights and rubber truncheons?
You have to understand, Mr. Sussex. Charles was a good friend. We are shocked at what's happened. Devastated. There's no other word to describe it.
You've known him a long time, Mr. Young.
Oh, 6 years, perhaps. Very soon after he came to Glasgow, I think. We met through business connections, basically.
Basically? How do you mean?
Well, it'll be no secret to you and the police. But a man with the right connections can always ask other men with similar connections to give him a leg up.
Really? I take it we're talking about Freemasons.
No. I don't think he's saying that, Sergeant. It's more that he was one of us. Mrs. Thatcher's well-worn phrase, isn't it? He was a good friend. Someone you could rely on. Someone you could trust.
Mr. Balfour was quite a joiner, wasn't he? Rotary, Masons presumably, church organisations, various committees, golf club. A busy man.
There we go.
Thanks, everybody.
You sure you won't have something, miss?
No, thank you. I'm driving.
Really? You know, it must be old age or something, but police women seem to get better looking by the day.
Do they, Mr. Christie?
That's a compliment, you know?
Yes, well, anyway, Charlie was always game for a bit of a laugh.
Mr. Balfour, you mean?
Yes. We'd fix up these fishing trips and come in here for a night of it.
then out on the briny the next morning.
If we'd nothing better to do.
Nothing better to do. A better offer.
Oh, come on, Sergeant. You know what stag nights are like.
Well, I might get you to tell me. Anyway, for the moment, Mr. Christie, you can confirm that Charles Balfour was supposed to join you for this last trip.
That's right. They said he'd meet us here on the quayside.
And did he call Edenby? Tell him he couldn't make it in like that.
No. That wasn't the drill. No. The arrangement was that if somebody didn't show, the boat just went. I mean, if you're in business, you can get these last-minute calls, or change of plan, you know.
So you assumed it was that?
Oh, sure. It happened from time to time. Charlie sometimes had other fish to fry. We all had.
If you know what I mean.
No?
Well, even in the best of marriages, a man can have his reasons why he might want to take off with the boys for a bit, you know? I mean, my wife hates these days out with the boat, but she knows better than to argue too much. But his wife, Charlie's wife, we never saw. He kept her pretty much out of the way.
His business, of course.
Sarge, I think I'll get a bit of sea air. If you'll excuse me.
Okay, Sergeant. Now that he's gone man to man, right? Charlie was no better or worse than the rest of us. He might not have turned up because he was playing away. I mean, we've all done it, haven't we? No harm done. A blind eye turned by the little lady and everything's fine and dandy. God knows. A man needs a wee bit of excitement now and again.
Oh.
And I don't mean pulling cod out of the ocean. You catch my drift, Sergeant?
Oh, yes, I catch your drift. So, Charlie played away from time to time. Well, maybe this was one of these times.
I think we've said enough.
Yeah.
I won't be quoted in this, and I don't think any of us will say it.
Aye, it's a debt of loyalty, you could say, to an old friend. Anyway, I can't see what good it would do to bring this stuff up now.
Mm. Well, I suppose not. Not unless it comes to court and it was felt to be evidence. Then it'd be up to the lawyers and the rest. What? Anyway, Jill, you've been very helpful. I'll be getting back to you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, the lawyers? What do you mean? I thought Charlie was just dead.
Didn't he have an accident? I thought that's why...
Oh, no, did I forget to say? No, Mr. Balfour was found in his office stark naked with one knife under his ribs and the marks of another one all over his face. Oh, yes, and a nice touch, this. You'll appreciate it. A large trout fly hooked into his lower jaw.
Oh, my God.
Aye. He'd be playing away, as you say, and he was murdered. Afternoon, gentlemen.
For the milker.
This playing away, it's a betrayal, isn't it?
They don't see it like that, do they, those guys?
You do.
Me?
You look like my old Sunday school teacher. Your face.
Well, I believe in loyalty. Cuts both ways, isn't it? What happens if their wives play away? Do they find that funny? Julian values, maybe. You make me bloody angry.
Hey, come on, old Sussex. It's me here. Dutch Calvinist villains living in sin. Well, now and again, I suppose.
Yeah, well.
There was obviously a hidden agenda in the fishing, anyway. Playing away. Was that all it was, do you think?
What else?
I don't know. The men in the syndicate, I think. One of them's on file somewhere. I'm not sure, but one of the names. Something fairly grubby, I imagine. You know, they're so bloody arrogant. Huh? The way they look at you? Well, if you're a woman.
Well, run a check, Elka. Meanwhile, you don't mind if I look at you.
Shut up!
Congratulations, WPC Willems. A long memory.
Which one?
You're absolutely right. Young. Crawford Young, company director, local councillor, family man. Yep. 5 years ago, he was pulled when we raided that porn cinema, El Grecor. Mr. Young was one of the punters supplying something, didn't say what. Got off on a technicality, of course. So, well done, Elkham.
Well, I suppose I should have remembered. I was stabbed that night.
Oh, my God.
I remember that well enough, unfortunately.
You're not likely to forget.
I should have put the names together, though, before this.
According to the file, the owner of the cinema had a contact here in Peterborough.
That's right, sir. Me. Alfonso was my snout at the time. He ran the porn show. Very hardcore. He's still inside, I should think.
Wonder if he knew Mr. Baltham. Might even know somebody who had a reason to do him to death.
After 5 years. Doubt it.
Well, ask him, Ray.
Well, at least we don't have to go looking for him, do we?
Sammy.
How's it going?
I don't want to speak it to you, Mr. Assassin.
How much longer to do, Sammy?
Told you. I'm not talking to you.
6 months, is it? A year?
Aye, we're a mission.
For being a good boy. I could maybe put in a word.
Look, I'm not talking, huh? I'm no interest in you. You're selling me out.
I did no such thing, Sammy. And you hear me. It's a cold world outside now.
No talking, you read my lips.
Sammy, I don't mean chilly. I mean ball-breaking cold, you know what I mean? And I need help, and so do you.
Piss off!
Fine. Okay. Forget it. I'll give Mr. Donahue your regards, shall I? Be seeing you.
Hey, Mr. Sir.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you just want a knee.
Aye. Young. Crawford Young.
Young? Yeah. Never a hair. I just... We a man. Yeah. It's a punter. Like your young stuff. Young by name, young by sexual preference, you might say.
Give over, Sammy.
Well, anyway. Used to bring in the German stuff sometimes. Yeah, kids, you know. That sort of stuff. So, what's he done, huh?
Him, nothing, as far as we know. I just heard his name in connection with another guy we've got an interest in.
Mr. Sussy, you be serious. I mean, I've been banged up here for the past 5 years. What would I know?
A man called Balfour. Charles Balfour. Ever heard of him?
Balfour? No, it's a new one in me.
This is his photo, Sammy. Have a look at it.
You have me on, eh? That isn't a Balfour. Not that name.
Isn't it? So who is it, Sammy?
You putting a word for me, Mr. Sussy.
I told you, yes. Is this man connected with Young in any way that you know?
Well, Balfour, wasn't he? But that guy's name's Mitchell.
Mitchell?
Yeah. Two M's. Martin. Michael. No. Morris Mitchell. That's his name. That's definitely him. Who you want him for?
Just checking, Sammy. He's dead, you see. Balfour was murdered. Well, this man, Mitchell. Okay, Sammy, you've been a big help. I'll be seeing you.
Yeah, okay. Oh, hey, you've been a good word. Hey, Mr. Sussex, who's that girl? Yeah, Dutch or something. One with a blonde ear. She's still missing.
Hey, Sammy, you listen to me. You get out of here, you stay away from her. Right away. You know what I mean? She has bad memories.
Yeah, Nad. Wasn't me a stab there, Mr. Sussy. You know that, huh? You give her my best. That's all I'm saying. It's a good looking pin.
Stay away, Sammy.
Tear him back! The mess! Hold him! Christ, that mess! Oh, you bastard! You very clever!
Hey, come on, look. Come on, it's okay. I'm here. He's here. He's here. Come on, baby.
Oh, my God. Oh, Ray. Oh, thank God. Oh, I haven't had that nightmare for... 4 years. Oh, shit. Sorry.
Was it what I think? You were screaming, fit to bust in Dutch.
Dutch? What was I saying?
Come on, Elka. 2 words, that's my stretch. I haven't a clue. What was it?
It was... Oh, forget it. It's past.
Come on. Tell me about it.
A cup of tea.
Tea? Elka, love, it's cold out there.
So? Are you a man or a mouse?
I'll remember my slippers with my toothbrush next time. This was freezing.
God bless you, Sussex. It was that stabbing. Alfonso. That snout of yours. And that creepy head hanging around. I can see the blade.
Move over. The kettle's on.
That's why I remember all the names. All the faces. I'd never realized what a shock it is, you know, being stabbed. What a bloody insult. I mean, he was just a creep. But with that knife in his hand, he could have been 7 feet tall. That's how I see him now, would you believe? He was going to kill me, too. I could see it in his eyes. Anyway, enough.
We've all got something, Ilka. Things that come back to haunt us.
You too. Ray, do you want to talk about it?
Nah, sometime. Anyway, the tea.
Ray, come here. Now.
Ilka, the tea.
The hell with the tea. Come here.
Montgomery, touch base with that snout of yours, the party guy. Ask him what the form is on Mitchell.
It's a dead end, Sarge. I've already tried.
Everything's a dead end till we get some kind of breakthrough. Go and rattle Mr. Young's cage then.
Right. Will I find him?
Oh, Montgomery, you're a detective, for God's sake. The man's a company director. I don't think he'll be sleeping rough.
Yes.
Abernethy, you check all the Mitchells in the files back 6 years. Anything you can turn up.
Oh, God, Sarge.
Don't give me an argument. Just do it.
Abernethy. Morning, Ray. Anything new?
No, sir. Nothing so far.
Anything from the computer on our friend?
The English end isn't online yet, sir. I've got a call into CID Bristol.
Good. Well, Ray, I'm sorry to leave in the lurch again, but they who must be obeyed want another set of figures. We do their dirty work so they can make changes nobody wants and certainly nobody thought through. So about one, Ray, if that's convenient, we'll kick it around then.
Sir.
That was a long time ago. I was questioned, that's all. Wasn't arrested, wasn't charged. If this is something to do with Charles's murder, you're talking to the wrong person.
Aye, so who should we be talking to?
I've no idea. I'm telling you, this has nothing to do with me.
You know, we could make it have something to do with you. That was very specialised stuff you were into, wasn't it?
I really don't know what you're trying to prove, but it won't stick. Not then and not now. And if you don't mind, Mr. Montgomery, I'm trying to make a living here.
Oh, sure. Earning a crust. We've all got to do that. Me too. So I might just call round again.
And you'll get the same answer. Now please, get off my back before I call my lawyer and complain about being harassed. This is all ancient history.
Oh, Shona. You should be at school. You really should. I don't know what you're trying to do.
Oh, come on, Mother. We're going to go to school. Be serious. Daddy just killed and you upset. No, distraught. Meanwhile, it just wouldn't be right, would it?
Shona, I know you don't care. I just hope it never happens to you, that's all.
Oh, spare me that. Well, what the hell? Suppose I could go. Why not? I could tell them what happened. They'd be all ears. Agog. Yeah, that Bradshaw bitch would lose a fan club overnight. I'd be the queen bee. I can tell them why I'm not crying my eyes out either. Miss Allardyce would love to hear that. She's very strong on that kind of thing. She likes talking to the girls in private, asking them, you know, those sorts of questions.
Shona, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yes, you do. Oh, yes, Mother dear. Now, what if we say a few quid from the purse? I mean, it's all yours, isn't it? Now the great provider's gone. Just a few quid. What about 50 for now?
I haven't got 50. I haven't.
For God's sake, Shona.
I don't know what to do.
Oh, you've never known, have you? Just give us the 50 and shut up. That's what you do. Otherwise, I'll be having a wee tete-a-tete with Miss Allardyce. Pastoral care and all that bullshit.
Shona, you watch your language. I won't stand for this.
Oh, dear. Bad language next. You know what you used to say to me? Do you? I could tell her that as well. Yeah. Doubt if she'd even know what I meant, let alone have done it.
You You can't tell anything, Bella. There's nothing to tell.
My God. You know what age I was the first time? I was 10. 10. And he asked if I'd like to go on one of his fishing trips. A weekend away, how nice. Only I wasn't sure. I mean, you hadn't been with him all that long, and I'm still feeling my way, so to speak. Oh, yes. And you told him I'd love to go. You wanted me to go.
I don't remember.
Oh, you remember, all right. And me, I've got total recall. You knew why he wanted me with him. You knew.
Shona, for God's sake, that's not true. I didn't, I swear it. I didn't know anything.
Oh, come off it. He told you. He told you everything. He got a buzz out of it. You did as well. It's the only way you could hang on to him, you pathetic bitch. You knew all the time.
Shona, no.
You see, it's easy, isn't it? He deserved everything he got. You should have done it years ago. You should call the police right now. I'll do it if you want.
Ah, Ray, you got something?
Yes, sir. Bristol fed Mitchell into the system. Came up with bells on.
Tell me.
5 years ago, a teacher, John Morris Mitchell, accused of having sex with an underage girl. His defense was that she led him on. He believed her to be of age, that he was the victim of a sting, attempted blackmail and so on. Mm-hmm. Some of it might have been right, but he was known as a man with a taste in young flesh.
Spare me, I've got two kids. So, was he back at the old game, you think? Maybe taken out by somebody looking for rough justice? I'd find it pretty damn hard to blame them, Ray.
Would you, sir?
An honest answer? Yes. So, is there more?
Well, Balfour, a.k.a. Mitchell, had a stepdaughter. She's 14.
Oh, my God. I see what you mean. Okay, Ray. Go and talk to Mrs. Balfour. Exert some pressure.
Yes, sir.
Take WPC Williams.
Could she have done it, do you think?
The wife?
Well, if it was your wife, sir, would she feel the same way? About rough justice, I mean.
Maybe. Yes. Very likely.
Oh, it's you again. I suppose you'd better come in.
Is your mother at home, Shona? We'd just like a word with her.
She's upstairs. Mom? Mom? Actually, she's feeling pretty rough. She's taken some Valium, but I don't think she's asleep yet. If you want to wait another thing, then.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Would you like some tea or coffee or something?
No, thanks. If you could maybe just ask your mother to come down.
Yeah, sure. It's just taking her now, you know. I don't think it had sunk in.
Well, that's understandable. And what about you, Shona? How are you feeling?
Well, he wasn't my father, was he? I can't pretend I liked him that much. I loved him, of course. I mean, children are supposed to love their parents, aren't they? But I didn't like him.
Well, right now I think your mother needs you. She needs your help, Shona.
Oh, yes. Mum's always needed me. Mummy's little helper, like in the Brownies. Were you ever in the Brownies?
Sorry?
I used to love all that. Gave it up, of course. Well, I mean, it's kids' stuff, isn't it?
Shona, I think we'd like a word with your mother. Now, if you don't mind.
Do you think I should take her up a black coffee? I'll make some, shall I?
Shona, this isn't easy, but can you think of any reason why someone would want to harm your father?
Which?
I'm sorry?
She divorced my father, you see. He wasn't my father. That's not my name on the door out there.
Shona, do you happen to know if your father, if your stepfather used another name? Apart from Balfour, that is. You haven't seen any papers, an old passport saying another name. Mitchell, perhaps.
Oh, were you guys looking for him? A wanted man, was he?
Shona, can you think of any reason why someone, maybe someone very close to him, would want to do that to your stepfather?
Reason? Oh, no. No reason. None at all.
I think we'd better have a word with your mother now.
She's probably zonked out by now. If you came back in about an hour...
No, I think we'll go upstairs right now, Shona.
I'll just go into the kitchen.
No, you damn well won't. On you go, Elka. I'll keep an eye on her.
Hey, I was only going to put the coffee on. What do you think I am?
Oh, God. Ray! Ray! You better come up.
You know, there are times when this job really gets you. This is one of them, I'm afraid.
A wee girl of 10. In the brownies. Them and the brownie promise. Yeah.
Will we get much out of her, do you think, Elka?
Yes, sir. More than we want to hear, I think. She's being interviewed now.
And that fishing syndicate... 2 out of 4 with a record. Should it possibly a ring? That hook in Balfour's jaw meant to catch a few more.
It's possible. Can of worms. Just might be.
The part of Mary was played by Amy McKenzie, Annie by Sandra McNeely, D.S. Sussex by Jake Darcy, and P.C. Hamilton by Martin McCarty. Dr. Reynolds was played by Paul Young, D.I. Donoghue by Crawford Logan, Boswell by David Goodall, and W.P.C. Elka Willems by Eliza Langland. D.C. Abernethy was played by Andrew Conlon, Shona Balfour by Isabel Wright, Mrs. Balfour by Muriel Romanes, and D.C. Montgomery by Stuart McQuarrie. Alfonso was played by Alec Heggie, Young by Gilbert Martin, Taylor by Peter Lincoln, and Christie by William Armour. Other parts were played by members of the cast. Hooked was written by Nick McCarty. The series was recorded by Jim Ross, Lee McPhail, and Gillian Charles. The production assistant was Sue Meek, and the script editor was Stephen Mulrine. B-Division Code 41 was directed on location in Glasgow and in our Edinburgh studios by Hamish Wilson.